We're doing the Siddur Kabbalah. We're up to page 124 in the Machon of Kedishin, page Ein Tit in the Musada of Kuk, Mishnat Reuven edition. The Roshei Yeshivot are Yuaz Geonim. The Roshei Yeshivas in that period, in the Geonic period, the period after Rabbanon Savaray, the Roshei Yeshivas were Geonim. Yodim Kol HaTalmud Al Peh. They knew the complete Talmud by heart. And when they teach the students in their yeshiva, their tongue was like a sharpened arrow. They'd be talking, and there wasn't a pause. It's like you have a fine knife, which is so sharp that your nail just slides across it. Nothing gets caught. That's how they would teach their classes. They just fire away, teaching one halach after another. The chasher shachav aish ahu im avotav hayu bochorim min aruim legonut. And when that person, meaning the Rosh Yeshiva, would pass away, so they choose from those that were fit to be a gaon, habakishabeim, he who was the most knowledgeable among them, he knew whoever had the best knowledge of the Talmud, v'ha'ui latzech b'mlacha yotam chaveru, and the one who was most fit to be the Rosh Yeshiva, to be the Gaon. And sometimes when the Rosh Yeshiva sensed that he's ill and his end is imminent, he himself would call to gather all the students before him, and he would appoint one of them, and he'd give him the smicha of a Gaon from that point onward. Sometimes he'd have a yeshiva in one big city, sometimes he had two yeshivas in two cities. And the students, after their learning, would come back home. And the Torah would be spread throughout from one corner of the earth to the other. And every student, after their period of learning in these great yeshivas, would go back and be a rabbi and a teacher in his locale. And when you'd have areas of doubt or machlokes, they'd always send back to the yeshiva. That's what we find. The Gaonim are always talking about how they sent their questions to the yeshiva. You'd have thousands and tens of thousands of responses being sent back to the different locales that had questions. And Peretz Ben Yotzit, you didn't have any situation where there was a breach in the fence. Everyone went with that tradition. The yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva, or the people in the yeshiva, who knew? He doesn't say. So, the yeshivas would send back the answer. L'chein, lo haya adayet hanizkar koach yidei adam v'tokef ma'alat v'yureihem nir'et b'chiburihem. And that's why until that period, if you look at their works, you can't see from their works how great they knew the Talmud, because everyone knew it. You didn't have to write an explanation. To the point where, if we didn't have a tradition, if it wasn't a well-known fact what masters of Talmud they were, if we'd have to judge them based on their works, we wouldn't have given them such a high score. Some rabbis didn't leave anything behind. So how do you know they were big? So he says, well, it's tradition, and it's a famous tradition. Everyone knows that the rabbis of those days were masters of Talmud, and they didn't have to bother writing anything.
So what about nowadays, that Menachah Hasidic group? You have father, son, grandson, as a lineage of Hasidim.
It's a good question. Maybe on Thursday night, maybe we'll discuss it. ומהם שלא ראינו מהם רק תשובות שאלות, למדנו מהם הרבה לעניין פסק והוראה. And some of the rabbis always saw was answers to questions from which we actually learn a lot when it comes to psak and how to rule in halachos. But at the end of the day, they didn't write a compilation on the Talmud. Everyone knew it. There wasn't any need. Some here and there we find some commentary on some tractates, or sometimes just on a certain chapters, and sometimes only about certain traditions or scattered halachos. Sometimes we have things from a Gaon who actually took the time to write a compilation on a specific area of halacha, not something that's all encompassing, not even something that encompasses most of the Talmud. And some actually did write a commentary on Talmud, but it was so short, it's hard to understand. That when you're hungry trying to understand the Talmud, you try to use their works, you don't find that they help you too much. And that's because there was no need. Everyone knew it, so you don't have to write too much.
So back then you had like people that knew a lot and people that knew nothing. So there is no
middle. But whoever knew, okay, so you're saying there wasn't such a middle ground. There wasn't so many people to write for, right? Yeah, you had a bunch of rabbis. Whoever was a rabbi knew a lot. However,
it was not good to. So they could only send light to communities through this.
When it was necessary, they compiled. But what are you going to do? You had rabbis who could teach you the whole Talmud.
Right,
so what?
But if they send something to cities, so this will be the way they will spread Torah through.
That's what they did, right? That's what they did. They had shluchim in each city. He doesn't address the question of Hutner in the beginning of Pachad Yitzchak on Chanukah has a thought on this, but for now this is what he said. Vaitazot amida besfarad uvtzofat shayu sham gam ken rabbanim gdolim ki rabbeinu Gershom Hazaken, rabbeinu Ri Bar Yekev, rabbeinu Yaakov Bar Yekev, rabbeinu Levi Hazaken. And this is the way things were in Sfarad and in Tzofat, maybe Spain and France, that you had great rabbis like Rabbeinu Gershom the Elder, Rabbeinu Yaakov Bar Yekev, Rabbi Levi Hazaken, and after them you also had many rabbis like them. Only they didn't have famous yeshivas like they had in Spain. And so too afterwards in this land, in Provence, where the Meiri lived, that here in Provence you had tremendous rabbis, Rabbi Moshe Bar Yosef Minarvona, Rabbi Avraham Av Betin Minarvona, and the great one among our forefathers is the Rabbi Avraham Av Bezdin from Narvona, the Ravid, which is probably the father-in-law of our Ravid on the Rambam, Rabbi Meshulam Bar Yaakov Milunin. Another great rabbi who lived there. He was probably the Rebbe of the Ravid. We had so many great rabbis here, but they didn't have any famous academies here. So there were great rabbis, but everyone knew the Talmud. There wasn't much that was necessary to be written. And so we know their names, we have a little bit of their wisdom, but most of it, they didn't bother writing down because they didn't have anything that was new to say. Everything they said, everyone else knew too. So, what we're going to see next time is this discussion of the great works of the Rif and Rashi and the Ravid and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Barzilai al-Barceloni. We'll learn about that next week.